Welcome to the Bit Scoop with Coop. I'm your host, Coop. Big shout outs to everyone that's listening on Apple Podcasts, Pandora, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, wherever you're listening to, big shout outs to you. If you want to catch the video version of this show, make sure you go to my website to catch full episodes at thebigscoopwithcoop.com. Also on YouTube at youtube.com/thebigscoopwithcoop. You can also catch a 15-minute preview of this episode right here on Instagram at Big Scoop with Coop. All right, people, enough about me. Lazriel's career is skyrocketing. He's got so many things that's going on. New projects coming up next year. But right now, we're going to talk about this movie, A Miracle Before Christmas. So we're going to kick back, relax, and kick it with Lazriel and see what's going on. Ladies and gentlemen, Lazriel Lissa. Lazriel Lisan, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing great, man. It's such a pleasure to be here, man. I'm excited to be here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, I see you got that Christmas tree on lock back there, man. I see you got the Christmas spirit going on in the house.
Oh, yeah, man. It's like this is a great time of the year, man, you know?
Yeah.
You know, the year go by so fast, honestly, you know, that it's like to put the Christmas tree up for at least 20 days. A lot of work for a few days.
Man, I said the same thing the other day when I had mine up. I said the same exact thing. I said, oh, we're doing this for about 2 weeks and I got to take all this down. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I'm glad it ain't like that for 4th of July and Thanksgiving and everything else. Just cook.
It never felt like, when you were the kid, it never felt like it was, everything was just so fast, you know?
Yep.
It was just an energy about it. Now it's like, you're chasing time, man, you know?
Yeah. So true. Now, Lazriel, man, I told everybody, man, you're doing a lot of things in your career. Your career is nowhere close to being over. You have a movie that's coming out on BET that's called A Miracle Before Christmas, but we're not going to talk about that right now. I'm going to let you talk about that in a few minutes. But for the people that's getting introduced to you for the first time, when did you first realize that you wanted to get into the television and movie industry?
Man, I was one of those... I was one of those strange kids. I've been writing since I was like 10. I just got so obsessed with it, man, that the journey started a long time ago, and from writing poetry to writing raps and to writing plays, and it just evolved over the years. And I think that, you know, coming up in Arkansas, it was more so like, you know, a dream to possibly one day be in film, but you didn't know how. So I was writing a lot of plays and all that stuff. And then, you know, eventually after going to University of Arkansas, I left there and then came to LA at like 20. And then, you know, very naive, like so many people, you come out here and then the journey just took place from there, like grit and grind, man. But it's been like such an amazing journey. Just mm-hmm. like so many people, like you look back and say, man, what's your story? You struggled a lot. But I look at it like, man, I learned a lot. You know, you learn so much that you have all this knowledge now, and without going through that struggle, you wouldn't be nowhere near the success I'm obtaining now. And nowhere near the knowledge that I have now.
That's so true. Now, Lazriel, I'm glad you brought that up, because that's what I want to talk about next, because a lot of people worldwide, they think they could just jump into this industry and just run with it like it's nothing. So what type of struggles or what type of hurdles did you go through to get to where you are in your career today?
When you say that, that reminds me of optimistic kids in high school. That say, I'm going to go out here, I'm going to be a doctor and a lawyer, and I'm like, well, how are you going to do all of those at the same time? Then, once you graduate, life hits you.
Ooh, yes.
When life hits you, you realize, like, man, I got to pay my own bills. I got to do this, I got to do that. That's when who you are is made. Mm-hmm. Because every successful person, for the most part, been through the same struggles, for the most part. But the only thing that's different between the successful ones And those that are not, is they didn't give up. They didn't quit. They kept falling and they kept getting back up, you know? And I remember one person told me a long, long time ago, they was asking for advice, long time ago. They were like, you can't really relate to my struggle. You know, I know you. I'm like, what? You know what I'm saying? Then you start thinking about only if they knew, only if they knew what you went through to get what you got. Yep. And no, there's nothing new under the sun for the most part, you know? And what I tell people, man, is like, who you are is made during the trials, not during the good times. You know what I'm saying? Just because you write a script, most people that get a script done probably wrote about 20 of them. Most great ideas came from sometime 100 bad ideas that didn't work.
Yep.
So the key to everything, like, man, is your passion has to far outweigh the obstacles that you're going to run into. That's why you can't ever do these type of things for fame. Because fame, you ain't going to last very long. I know a lot of people that wanted fame, then they moved back to North Carolina. They moved back to Arkansas. They moved back to where they're from because it has to be the love of it that keeps you. And the people that I know that love stuff, that's deep inside love it, it's hard to knock them off track too much because they love the art. They love it. That's the reason why you'll see a painter struggle with no money or a musician that do this for so long with no money, because it's like, it's something bigger, you know?
That's true. Now, would you say that was one of your struggles when you first started? Far as it goes, for did you feel that it was a breeze coming in? Were you one of those ones?
I thought so. Ah. I thought, like so many people, like you feel like, okay, you're gonna go out here and you're gonna do this and do that. And I remember when this actor that I heard of from Arkansas, he was somebody I had saw on TV that came in with Robert Townsend.
Okay.
And I met him when I got out here. And first thing he told me, he said, give yourself 5 years. I'm like, 5 years? You must be out your mind. Because you can't really comprehend that right there. But man, I just kept going. It ain't like I was sitting down waiting for anybody.
Right.
That's what makes the time pass so easily for you, because you're grinding the whole time.
It's true.
It's just that you're not making any money.
Yep.
You're not making any money. You're not. And you know, you're doing certain things. So that whole journey of consistency and lots of struggle, lots of questioning, is this for me? Lots of verbally quitting, never internally, but verbally quitting.
Right.
Lots of thinking like, maybe this ain't for me, you know, or not necessarily maybe it ain't for me, like maybe other people are lucky, maybe this and maybe that, but the key is to never quit and keep going and keep getting better, keep evolving. And you do that. As long as you keep evolving and keep getting better at what you do, you're going to achieve something. I didn't say you're going to come out here and be an A-lister, but you will achieve something. And
I agree.
The key is, that's where the love of it comes in at. If you got the love of film and you came in to be the greatest director, but you didn't become a director, but you got the love of it, you may come in and be a first AD, which also makes a lot of money. You just want to be around the energy of it.
That's true. Now, speaking about being around the energy of it, did you have any mentors to help you out when you first started in this career up to where you
are now? Absolutely. And I got mentors now.
Okay.
I got mentors now. I have, and the mentors ain't always in film.
Right.
Mentors ain't always in film. I have a mentor that's been in my life since I was 15 years old.
Okay.
You know, so I'm 15 years old, and he's still very active in my life, from Arkansas, a guy named by the name of Jim Strawn. And then my older brother, Marlon, who was also, you know, we do multiple businesses together, and he came in and actually was the EP of this film, the Christmas. So he came in and So he has always been a vital part of my journey, because he was the one that always told me to go do it. You know, okay. Ain't nothing in Arkansas. Why are you still here? And, you know, so I've had so many. Then I've had industry mentors that gave me, you know, I mean, I've had people from legendary track star Carl Lewis, played a vital part in my life. One of the very early people that believed in me was him. And I'm probably forgetting a lot of people, but it's been so many and people that you know, from that just giving me advice that's older. And I've always been the type of person that soak up knowledge, you know, just try to listen and not think I know it all.
Oh yeah. Now speaking of that, now Lazriel, see, the thing is, hearing about your journey in the beginning all the way up to now, with the mentors and the struggles, thinking you was going to actually come in and do the daggone thing, and you learn at an early time, hey, I'm going to have to work to get to where I'm at. And look where you're at now. You have a movie that's coming out that's called A Miracle Before Christmas that's going to be on BET. But like I said, I'm not going to talk about that. I'm going to let you talk about that. Now, how excited were you when you found out that this movie was going to be shown on television?
Well, it was, you know, this is BT and I, this is our second project together. Okay. So it was, you know, it's kind of crazy because the last project I did that that BT picked up, that was my dream. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was like the idea of growing up, BT, that's like, you done made it, because you know, you basically hand delivering it to the culture, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, ain't no other network basically where you can hand deliver it to your people without them having to work for it. Yeah. Without them, if you put it on Hallmark, they got to go find that, because they don't normally watch Hallmark. Right. But BET. So when I first did it on the last film, it was like, that was my focus. That's the only network that I wanted, you know? So, and then this time around, it was the same thing. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, now they trust me. Our relationship is cemented. But man, it's like, BET is so iconic. You know, I mean, how that started to where it is now, and what Tyler Perry has done over there for that network, and the opportunities to grow. And then just building the relationship with the executives over there, you know, from the directors of content, and how excited they are about the relationship building. And then working with them, you're working with Paramount too, because they're partners. So you're working with Paramount. It's a dream come true. But oftentimes, you know, just like you get guys that work so hard to get to the NBA, and they get to the NBA and it's like, you know, all of a sudden they like, don't forget that you're in the NBA. You're in the NBA. And that's the way I feel with this whole thing with BET. It's like, it's a dream that you know, I'm excited. I'm excited, man, to just hand deliver it to my people, but yet at the same time, be able to bring my point of view in the sense of not any stereotypes, because as African Americans, it's so many, you know, and in my world, I see it so much, and I'm sure in your world too, it's so many successful Black people out here, so many great Black fathers that you don't ever focus on, media don't ever focus on, because they like to focus on, you know, anybody with like 20 kids, you know what I'm saying? Things like all the negative things. I'm like, I know too many good Black fathers. I know too many like successful Black people that ain't sitting around talking about race all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like some of my best friends, we get together. I mean, they all non-Black. And basically we get together, we don't talk about that. We just human beings. So I think that with my outlook, my perspective, that's the way, you know, I like to bring that experience, you know, even though growing up in the inner city in Arkansas, I seen it all, but at the same time, you know, you grow up and you evolve, you know?
That's true. That's true. Now, talk about this movie. Like you said, it was a dream come true for you, you know, to get it into BET's hands. Now, for the people that's just hearing about this movie for the first time, can you tell everyone what this movie's about, A Miracle Before Christmas?
The Miracle Before Christmas about a woman named Mercedes, basically. You know, she got a husband that's a go-getter. You know what I'm saying? He's a go-getter, but he's the type of person that he's successful architect, but he know how to balance life and family. And him, the idea of success is being there for his family, being there with his kids. And she, on the other hand, she come from, she's successful too, a relationship therapist, but she kind of like lose sight of, because she, where she came from, she like don't want to go back to that, because for some reason, like, she feel like she's standing on her own, even though she have a great support system. So it's about she losing sight. She lost sight of what's important. And then, you know, we have, like I say, that's played by LaToya Luckett, Romeo Miller, but then we have Keith David in the film, you know, and Demetri Shipp Jr., Paula J. Park, a lot of great cast. But she, you have like Keith David in there who plays an angel. And, you know, so she began, he gave her, she, you know, she just realized he gave her the chance to see, you know, what's like if the grass is green on the other side, you know what I'm saying? And oftentimes we feel like that things that the, just like in The Family Man or Wonderful Life, sometimes things you need to appreciate what's in front of you.
It's true.
And sometimes if you take the time to water your own grass, as they call it, and nourish your own grass, then you won't have time to focus on what somebody else done to their grass and why their grass is flourishing so much. You know, like, you know, you look at the neighbor over there, like, man, his grass is beautiful and green. But I don't have no grass in my yard. It's because you're parking your car all over your grass. You know what I'm saying?
It's so true.
And so, and in that moment, it allows her when she makes a wish, you know what I'm saying? And she, you can get the whole world. You can make the wish and get the whole world. But yet, you know, it took moments like that to kind of assist her and help her to focus on what's important. So it's a movie about, you know, got a great soundtrack, got a movie that's with a little bit of edge to it, but it's going to teach you, it's very hip, very cool. And it's going to teach you like how to appreciate, you know, things that we often lose sight of.
That's true.
And it's like, because you see movies like this, honestly, a lot of times I've seen movies like this with A Family Man, similar, but it wasn't necessarily, I think a lot of times people like to see themselves in movies. People like to see themselves in movies. And it wasn't a film that was necessarily geared, even though it was geared to everybody, because I love the movie, but it wasn't necessarily really any African-Americans in it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And oftentimes, we some of the main people that get a little bit of success and ego gets super big. You forget about where you came from. And we some of the very people that do that. And so, and I, you know, I have, I'm sure you met a lot of people like that too, like that's so arrogant. It's like, Why are we competing against each other?
Thank you.
Why? Like, why can't we, like, you do you, I do, and we work together?
Right.
And I think that this is a movie that, you know, with her, Mercedes is that very person that, and then she see what life is like on the other side, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and at the, and ultimately, you know, she, you know, we'll see if she learned her lesson or if
that's real. Don't spoil the movie for everybody. Watch worldwide right now. Don't even spoil the movie for everybody. You gave a mouthful of it right there. Now, Lazriel, tell everybody, how can they see this movie and when is it dropping?
So it dropped on BET Plus platform on on December 8th. It dropped on the BET, the streaming service.
Right.
But it actually comes out on regular TV, BET regular TV, Thursday, December 23rd.
Ladies and gentlemen, watching worldwide, make sure you go check this movie out. If you got BET Plus, you can see it now on the 23rd. If you don't, tune into BET. Tell your mother about it. Tell your family about it. Even tell your haters about it. You want everybody to tune in to make sure they catch this movie. This is one Christmas movie you do not want to miss. Make sure you tune in.
Because yes, the haters, when you tell your haters about it, they may just say, hey, you know what? Let me give him a call. Like, let me just call him and just like realize we don't need to hate on each other no more.
That's right. This movie be a turnaround for your life right here and your haters' life at the same time.
Exactly.
That's right. Make sure you tune in. Don't miss this, people that's watching worldwide. Don't miss it. Now, for you, this is not, you said, like your first movie. You've done a lot of things. Can you tell everyone some of the other movies that you have actually worked on?
Just to go back a little bit, we had two movies drop last year. We had a movie that dropped in February of last year on BET called Never and Again, which was starring Denise Boutte, Jackie Long. That movie did very well for the network and is a heartfelt film. So that one dropped last year. Then we had a, because I'm not really kind of locked into a different genre, then I kind of went back to more the thriller because I love psychological thriller. So then we had another movie that released in October called Hashtag Unknown. And that was a collaboration with Master P and, just a host of other. Denise Boutte was in there. Tom Sizemore had a great cast. But that was like really something that, you know, now I'm coming back to So those was two of the most recent films I did.
Make sure everyone look for these films. How can they see them right now?
You can basically see Never Again is on BET. On BET Plus. Then you can also go and get that off Amazon. It's on Amazon. And then Hashtag Unknown is everywhere. You know what I'm saying? You got that on Amazon, iTunes, video on demand. You know, it's pretty much, if they type in Hashtag Unknown, you can pretty much catch that in quite a few places.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, just watching, make sure you check these movies out. Lazriel's doing big things. You can catch all of these movies, like you said, from Amazon all the way out. You can find these movies. Make sure you want something new to watch and you haven't seen it before, check out the movies. Make sure you definitely don't miss out on anything that he's doing right now. Now, also, are there any other projects that you're working on that you want everyone to know about?
Well, we have, we actually will be in production with the next film in February, middle February. And that one is, man, I'm very proud of that one. I'll give you more information to come because that's like a really, really next level one too. So that's the one coming up. I don't want to say too much yet.
Ladies and gentlemen, didn't I just tell you, this man is doing big things. You better make sure you stay tuned to him and follow him. And speaking of following, now, Lazriel, what's the best way for everyone to catch you on social media to keep up with you?
I have, like I said, they can follow me on Instagram, Facebook. I know people kind of, the younger people doing the whole thing. Like, I ain't really got to the point of doing the TikTok yet. I ain't really got, you know, nor the Snapchat, but you know, they can find me on Instagram, Facebook, social media, you know, just pretty much, you know, you can follow me just about anywhere, but mainly Facebook and Instagram.
Okay, what's the Instagram name for everybody going to
follow you? Right, Instagram, Lazriel, director Lazriel _ Lisson. So just Lazriel _ Lisson, and my name, Lazriel_ Lisson, Lison. And the same thing, that pretty much can connect you to Facebook and all that.
All right, everyone, make sure you follow him, because you don't know, you want to make sure you keep up with him by following him on social media, because he got a big project dropping in February. He may say something on social media about it.
Yeah, it's so about the announcement. Sure. The announcement about to come soon. I'm trying to get past the Christmas thing.
I feel you.
Yeah, like, but yeah, it's coming. We're excited about it. It's a lot going on next year. So we got to – actually, next year we got two films already slated for next year. Wow. Shooting. So
yes. Follow him on social media. You want to keep up with these films, what he's going to do, because you never know where he's going to announce it. And when it drops, you don't want to be the last one to find out. Make sure you be the first. Now, Lazarell, what advice would you give any male or female that wants to become a successful director or writer?
Well, I would say go into it and say, I want to be the best. I want to be a great person by putting in the work. You know what I'm saying? Because the success will come. Mm-hmm. The success will come. So it's about first understanding that, hey, this is where I'm at, and I want to keep working and get better and keep, because you realize in this business, it's a lot of talented people.
Yeah.
A lot of talented people. So you gotta get your value up to the point where, okay, like I heard Oprah say this, and it's not a common thing. A lot of people say this, but she said, do what you do and do it so well that someone will pay you for it. You know, if you're gonna be a broom, if you're gonna sweep the sidewalk, be the best sidewalk sweeper. Because if you be the best, I'ma pay you for it. You know what I'm saying? Nobody wanna lose anybody that can't be replaced.
That's true.
And that's the key right there. My biggest thing to anybody, man, just grow, read, learn, you know. Don't just like, and if you, whoever you are, whether you black, white, any ethnicity, learn about different ethnicities as far as filmmakers. You know what I'm saying? If you black, watch. Don't just watch Tubi. You know what I'm saying? Don't just watch film there. Study some of the best films. One of the things that I did when I first started out, even when I didn't have the budgets to films, when I hired somebody, I used to always tell people, when I hire somebody to do a poster, I say, what type of poster artists do you look at? And if they say some independent people, I'm like, no. I said, I don't want them. I want you to map what you do after the best people, the greatest people, the most successful people, the most talented people. Because even if you don't reach that, just by aiming toward it, you are already better than the rest of the people. And that's what I always do. When it came down to film, I would always aim after the best films. Even though I didn't have the money, but it automatically made my work look way beyond the budget.
Yep.
Because you mapping yourself after other people that's way more successful at that point, you know? So that's right. My advice, man, just keep growing and don't be afraid to put in the time. Don't expect it to happen overnight.
Yep, that's true. That's true. Now, Lazarell, this is the last segment of the show right here. It's called Take the Floor. You got up to 2 minutes to say whatever you want. No questions asked. Lazarell Lisson, take the floor.
I just want to say, man, I hope everybody check out this movie. I would love to. A Miracle Before Christmas with Paula J. Parker, LaToya Luckett, Romeo Miller, Keith David, Demetrius Shipp Jr., who played Tupac in All Eyes on Me, Portia Coleman, and you know, you got the soundtrack with Johnny Gill on it. You have, I mean, it's so much, and that just me just telling you the name, the names in the movie, but it's so many great people in this movie, man. I just want people to watch it and then let us know what you think. And whatever message that it gives you, like, I think it's time in today's society, it's so much negativity going on in the world with politics, with this and that, that we lose sight of so much stuff that's important, you know? It's people out here in the world been living next door to their neighbor for 30 years. The neighbor done raised their kids, and suddenly because of politics, they like, oh, my neighbor is this, you know what I'm saying? Then they enemies, it's like, I just say, me personally, I hope that this movie can really like inspire people to just like appreciate the moment. Appreciate the moment, and you know what I'm saying, and you know, and just wanna be the best you can be. Like, and if people can do more with their life, do more with your life. Don't sit back and blame other people for your problems. Like, you know, and that's the greatest lesson that I learned when I was 15 years old. When I was blaming everybody for my situations, my problems all the time, the woman told me, she said, you're never going to become anything until you take responsibility for your own actions. And that was the greatest thing that somebody ever told me. And I thought that's been my philosophy even to this day. And I just want people to like, when they, whatever they do, you know what I'm saying? Just if it's your dream to become a filmmaker, become a doctor, a lawyer, a nurse, just know anything that's worth having in life is going to take struggle. Things that become easy, the reason why you can go, I remember in high school, I went to Burger King for a job. I went at 2 o'clock and they asked me, can I come back at 4 to start working? But I was only getting paid like probably $7 an hour too, you know? So whatever you do in life, I mean, things that's worth having, the success that you want in life, if it's worth having, you're gonna have to put in a lot of work for it. And that's my advice to people. Like, whatever you take away from this movie, hopefully it's something that make people appreciate the moment, makes dads wanna and parents wanna be better parents, or just anything, you know? The grass ain't always greener.
That's true.
It's just the other person nourish their grass better probably.
That's what I'm talking about. Lazriel, man, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for this right here. Once again, everybody that's watching worldwide, make sure you go follow him on social media. Make sure you check out the movie on the 23rd. If you got BET Plus, make sure you go watch the movie right now. No, not right now. You're watching this interview. After the interview, tune into BET Plus, watch the movie, gather your family around. It's something you don't want to miss. Now, Lazriel, I enjoyed you coming on the show, and I would love to have you back on in the future.
Thank you, brother. Thank you so much, man. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Next time on the Bit Scoop with Coop, my next guest is, you know, I don't never announce my next guest. You better stay tuned. Follow me on social media to find out who my next guest is. Until the next time, people, on the Bit Scoop with Coop.